Ready? The Surrey Storm Podcast with Andy Lamb and Emily Nemeth.
Hi, I'm Emily Nemeth and welcome to the Surrey Storm Podcast with Claire. On this episode, we're going to be hearing from the even lovelier Kat Rathbala on some of the happy memories since being at Sports Park.
That wasn't on the script. Kat, you left Storm to be assistant coach at Mavs in 2016?
A lifetime ago. Happy times, really happy times. And a time in my life that I look back and I learned so much about myself, where I wanted to go and what I wanted to do and what was important to me at the time. And I think, I look back at those times and you sometimes have to pinch yourself in that final and you know, sitting with Tom on the bench and everything else and him bringing his little baby down onto court at the time it's special memories, definitely, that I'll never forget.
Bit of a rough time for the fans because Tamsin left, Pam retired as well, so you'd only really been with us a year. What was some of the thinking behind moving back to Mavs?
Personal reasons. Family's a massive thing for me. Yeah. It's a huge part of my life, and for any mother out there that knows, it's very difficult to go out and to leave your child at home and everything else. And it's important that I did have the right support around me. So for me at that time, I didn't feel ready and I didn't want to, I didn't feel that I was the right person to lead Storm with where they needed to go next. I felt that the task at hand would have been too big for me at that particular time in my life. And the move to Mavericks at that time to be assistant coach under Robin, a guru of netball and a New Zealand legend in her own right, was the best thing for me to do at that particular time. I think I actually had a chat with Maggie Jackson about where I wanted to be going with my netball and what I wanted to do. And just the prospect for me to take on that director of netball and head coach full time without the support of Tamsin, etc. I felt it was just too big a jump for me at that particular time. Obviously, I went on and later on took the role with Mavericks, but kids were a bit older then. It's a bit easier to drop the kids at mum and dad's house and then go on to training at Mavericks rather than doubling back on myself to go to Storm. So, yeah, personal reasons was the biggest thing, but also I think the challenge at hand and, hats off to Mickey for doing a great job with them. But at the time, it wasn't right for me.
It was the start of the next four-year cycle as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, it's such a big task, to be coming on and doing the director of netball position and the head coach position. I think people look at it and we are very, very lucky, and I do consider myself very, very lucky to do a job that I love. But in doing a job that you love, you end up giving 110% every single day. So there's often times when I'm waking up, I'm taking my kids to school, coming back and then working all day and then going out in the evening, coaching all evening and then coming back and getting into bed at 11:30, 12:00 at night. And it does take its toll. And I think that, it is a massive task. And I think that for start of the four-year cycle is that massive building block for me to go in, ingrain what you want to do and make sure that you've got that stable base so that in that next 4 year or in the fourth year you're at peak. It just wasn't right for me at the time, but it's history now, as they say. It feels like a lifetime ago, and I wouldn't have changed it, definitely wouldn't have changed it, but also wouldn't have changed coming to Storm and learning more of my trait and learning more about myself in the process.
But those memories, we have to have a look at some of those. Pam, that wonderful picture that will live forever where you embrace her at the final and yeah. Working around people like those at that time, she must be one of many gifted players you worked with at your time there.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Pam and I go way back as well. She was one of the players coming through from Team Bath, so I was her captain at one stage at Team Bath, and then obviously worked alongside Tamsin and Pam, etc., Bianca.
Yeah.
Lots of different players coming through and Rach Dunn, obviously. So, yeah, all of those players, we do have a special connection because we've spent a lot of time together and we've grown up together. And Jess and I were having exactly the same conversation. When you've grown up together and you you know each other so well. You do have a special connection, and she'll always be, I don't know about a little sister, but she'll always be a special person in my life. And share those moments again with them. And she's got some great stories behind her, and some probably she can't share, but others that she can.
I'm sure we'll find out one day.
Definitely, you know, it's working with those kind of players are fantastic, because they can lead out on court, and she absolutely did that in that final as well, of just taking a bit of control, as well as, you know, Sofia Candapa, etc. And yeah, it's looking at all of those players kind of growing up, and it's fantastic to see the rewards they've worked so hard on. I think for any coach, when players have worked so hard, when they lift the trophy, or when they've finally done what they set out to do, it's a massive relief that you can take a moment just to sit there and celebrate.
And the Storm side of that day as well, that included Rach, Hannah, Amy, many more still playing and still performing at their best.
Yeah, absolutely. And the biggest thing for me is you create an environment where they're enjoying the netball, they're enjoying their lives on and off the court. So it's not just about the netball, it is about everything. And I think you've got happy players, you've got happy netballers, and it's making sure that they are right and doing the right things for themselves. And you absolutely saw that in that final, and the enjoyment that they've gone through together on and off the court, I think is important. But they all wanted it together, and they having that common goal is massive for all of them to push forward for.
We're not just looking at players. So what was it like working alongside Naomi and Tom?
Great. So Nay and I go back years as well. So she was at Oldfield School in Bath. So again, I don't know whether I actually captained Naomi, but she was definitely at Bath when I was there. Probably one of the younger ones, obviously. I'm a bit older than her. They had a special bond that was like no other. And it was, you know, you look at the relationships that people have with their staff, I think it's massive. And it wasn't from a coach or a team manager or anything else. They are very good people. They're really good people that care about each other and care about what you're delivering as well. So Tom was one of the best team managers that I've ever worked with. He really cared about what he did, and he did a fantastic job for Storm for so many years. And it's obviously great that there is a cup named after him in his honour, because he gave so much to Storm and to Indoor Nets, not just to Storm, but Indoor Nets as well. And it's great that his legacy lives on. It's absolutely fantastic.
What was it like? Maybe two different extremes, but coaching and working alongside Tamsin and Robin?
Two very extremes.
I mean
everybody has their different styles that they go about things, and I think for Tamsin, she obviously was a player coach, and then obviously ended up being from a coaching perspective as well. So I think she had a very different approach to the players. She understood the players, and she did think from a player mentality first rather than a coach, which has its massive benefits in the fact that she understood them, she knew what worked for them, she knew what didn't work, she knew how she wanted to approach the season, which, you know, again is sometimes gets lost in the message from the coach, and coaches can sometimes isolate themselves because they forget what it's like being a player going through everything that you're going through. So yeah, Tamsin was very creative, very inventive, as most people always know that about her, but very passionate, very driven, and a fantastic coach and a fantastic leader within that setup within Storm, as she had been doing for many, many years. And I think, you know, people look at the latter part of her seasons, but she was with Storm for a number of years, and continued to show her resilience and keep on building and trying to build the base that what she wanted within Storm. So she did a fantastic job. Robin, again, I can't fault her enough, her at all, and say enough positives about her. She was her understanding of the game was unquestionable. And I loved her analogies and her just the way that she conducted herself. I think very different stages of their career, but both have given me a huge amount that I'm taking on board for myself as well. So yeah, definitely feel very honoured to work with them both.
I spoke to you in August 2016. Do you remember much about the conversation?
I probably wouldn't remember a conversation that I had last week.
Oh, very good. Would you like me to remind you? You actually told me that you're going to remain good friends with a lot of the players there and keep in touch. Little did we know that you'd attempted George Lee's over a few years later.
I mean, that definitely wasn't in my planning at the time.
We heard from her on an earlier Surrey Storm podcast. So what's it about her game that makes it so dynamic?
Georgie Lees is one of those players that I don't know whether people, I don't think anyone is underestimating her at all now, but I think people did previously. I think people underestimated her ability and her change of speed, her change of footwork, and her ability to get free and deliver the ball. I think her execution of pass under pressure is fantastic. She's very patient with the ball. She's a very, very smart, intelligent player and person. She's obviously studying again at University of Hertfordshire. Yeah. So that was, to be honest, that was probably one of the main drivers. She was coming to Hertfordshire Uni. I heard that she was coming to Hertfordshire Uni, and we had a conversation about the fact that she was going to be there. You know, for her, it was a big decision coming to us, knowing that I had Sasha Corbin in the squad, who again is a formidable wing attack, and for Georgia to sit there and say, actually, I want to be a part of this, was a massive thing for her at the time. And she's just a very exciting player, and she's someone that she is reliable, dependable. She's a good egg to have around, and that's why I wanted her to be part of our squad.
How about favourite game apart from the finals? What about the semi-final? Where didn't you jump on the court v Mavs? Take me back to that.
I did.
Fantastic.
What was hilarious is that Tamsin at the time was telling everyone to chill out and to hold it down, and then she was the first one up, I think. it was a special time, and it's obviously at that stage for me, because I was involved with Mavericks previously before, and at that time it was a home match in front of our amazing Surrey Storm fans.
The place was packed, wasn't it?
The place was absolutely on fire. It was just literally electric. It was such a good atmosphere, and it was a fantastic opportunity just to get everybody on court. And I remember Hannah Reid getting the interception that we then just were, we just knew that it was ours. And it was such a good, like, everything happened in that game. It was fantastic. It was special moments and special memories. You're taking me back and remembering all of these moments. It's fantastic.
You'll have a smile on your face for the rest of the day.
Absolutely will.
Obviously, very special and historic franchise. We're going to be trying to catch up with some of the players that have worn Duck Egg Blue over the years. Anyone in particular you can think of, top of your head?
Sonia McCloma.
Yeah.
Obviously Tamsin, Rach. I think they're probably the people that I kind of think of when I think of Storm and go back in the history of Storm. I think that there has been some prolific, you know, Jeeva, prolific names in netball that have played for Surrey Storm. And you know, at that time when there was Sonia and Jeeva, etc., in that circle, you kind of thought, wow, this is a defensive end to kind of beat, etc. And absolutely, they were difficult to get through, but it was really Tamsin that took the squad by the rough of the neck and really pushed it through. And you know, Hannah Reid, who was prolific, and she has grown up with Storm. I think she's learnt her trait through Storm and through Tamsin, and I think she's always been on the cusp of wearing an England dress or being involved in England. But she's playing some of the best netball that she's played over recent years, and it's down to the connection that she's got with Tamsin, and obviously having those opportunities that keep on coming up. So yeah, Katie Hughes, there's loads. There's you know, you can name all of the players because they've all played a part in it, and it's exciting times.
That was Kat there. Easy to say, but how did you see her grow?
I mean, if you look at where Kat is now, I mean, obviously it's this thing in the England setup, what she's achieving at Mavs. I mean, she's always been an exceptional netballer and then into coach. But I think that freedom and that ability to be surrounded by some really solid, experienced people, like Tamsins, like Umel, like all of that lot, but then just grow with it and have the success. I think she's really, really obviously putting her mark on the sort of coaching setup as it was in the country, as one of the big hitters, really.
Mm. And being around people like Nair and Tom and obviously Tamsin as well, some of the athletes, week after week, you can't fail to pick up little bits and pieces here and there.
No, I think that was, I mean, that's while I was predominantly in Australia, but what a lovely, lovely group to have been around and to learn from. And I think if you're going to come in your first Super League coaching role, I mean, what other kind of support team would you want? You know, you want those people that absolutely can walk the walk, absolutely are going to support you and back you 100%. And she had that in bucketful.
And you could hear the absolute joy in her voice there when we mentioned that semi-final win at Surrey Sports Park v Mabs. It doesn't get much better than that. Those moments are going to be with you for some time, as we heard her reflect on it then.
Yeah, I mean, we've all got games that you will look back on and just be like, yeah, that was a defining moment in my career. And it could be like a really insignificant game rather than a semi-final, but there are always going to be those special moments that something will happen, you'll be like, oh my god, I'm really good at this, or I've just made a big difference on their lives, or this franchise is going to go places because of this. So yeah, I mean, what a special game to have been a part of. Please send us a tweet at SurreyStorm10 if there's someone that you'd like to hear from as part of the podcast.
The Surrey Storm Podcast with Player Layer.